This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's try to get settled down, inshallah. We'll start in 1 minute, inshallah. I'm going to ask if... My brothers, my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The very first time I said that, it was like everyone was going, just bring on the candies and chocolate so we can go home. Right? Who wants to go home early? Raise your hand. Don't open your mouth. Raise your hand if you want to go home early. Khalas, you're free to go. But only candy and chocolates for the people that stay. No one wants to go now, eh? Alhamdulillah. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for especially the boys to calm down a little bit, because last week you guys were a little wild. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of a revision, like we always do, and then we're going to start with the next chapter. All right, so who remembers what the last thing was that we learned last week? The last thing. Not something. The last thing that we learned. What was the last thing that we learned? You know what the last thing is? So you don't know the exact last thing. Who knows the last thing that we learned? Do you know? Sorry? That it's bad to sleep on your stomach. I think we learned something else after that. I actually have to check. What was the last thing? I think it was something else. Yeah, I was right. I was right. You're wrong. What was the last thing that we learned? Very good. The dua that you say before you go to sleep and when you wake up. Okay? That was the very last thing that we learned last week. We spoke about a few things afterwards, though. So, who can tell us what did we learn last week? What did you learn last week? Anything. Anything that you learned. Okay? And I'm going to start by choosing people who are not talking. People who are talking won't get chosen. It's a new strategy. Yes, you. What did you learn last week? Come closer so I can hear you. Come. What did you learn last week? The sleeping dua? Do you remember it? What is it? Just say it. All right, she got it. Alhamdulillah. She said the dua before going to sleep. That was one. Five from each side, right? You, with the peace mask. Yeah, or you don't know what mask you're wearing? Just a little louder. Enter the masjid with your right foot.
We're starting the etiquettes of the masjid today. I mentioned it last week. There's difference of opinion amongst the brothers and the sisters. All the brothers say we did study it. One sister says we did. The rest of the sisters say you're all liars. No? All right, we'll give you this for your effort, but I don't want to throw it. So whoever's sitting there, just be very careful. Yes, we'll give it to her, please. That's good. All right, that's one and one. Yes. Very good. Do not sleep on your stomach. Yes. Sorry? Always perform wudu before you go to sleep. Very, very good. All right. Third person. Yes. Brother Abdul Hamid is he's taking the class to the next level. He's learning dua that we didn't even mention. Alhamdulillah. Good. That's three. Oh, now, mashallah. We have competition amongst the adults now. Wait, we'll come back, inshallah. All right. Everyone's pointing to you. Why? It must be something really good that you learned last week. Khalas, what is it? Very good, very good. She said, guys, you paying attention? You guys won't get any chocolate or candy. Anyone who's talking isn't going to get any chocolate or candy, right? So you know what she said? She said, what we learned last week was that Allah, if you're sleeping in a certain area, Allah doesn't protect you unless you take precautionary measures first to protect yourself. Right? The roof of the home or a place that is stable. We need to make sure that the place is stable and secure. Very good. Alhamdulillah. That's three. Yes. If you want to talk, okay, if the three of you want to talk, you can go to the gym. Okay, so if the two of you want to talk, you can go to the gym. Right? Good. Yes. Very good, alhamdulillah. Oh, sorry. So the brother said, it's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to sleep on your right side, and if you can, to also try to face the direction of the Qibla. Very good, alhamdulillah. All right, over here. You know, the last two answers were by not the boys, but the brothers, the adults. I don't want the sisters to sit in the back and have conversations like one over there, one over there, another one over there, another one over there, right? We need your participation too. So any of the older sisters, I don't like to use the word older when we talk about the sisters, right? But any of the adults want to share something they learned last week? Or was there too many conversations going on we don't remember? All right, you. You're going to have to speak louder because you're wearing a mask. I can't. Sleep on your right side? Okay, someone already said that. Anyone else? Any of the adults in the back? Yeah? The only brave adults, mashallah. But you're too far away, I can't hear what you're saying. So you're gonna have to come closer and tell me and I'll give you this, okay? I'm waiting for you to come closer. Oops. All right, yes. The sleeping dua, everyone's saying the sleeping dua. Do you know what the dua is? What? Very good, alhamdulillah. All right, there we go. Another adult. Sisters, the brothers are outdoing you. Dua? Stay God. Okay, waking up. Very good. Good, alhamdulillah. This is dangerous. Look, you're wearing glasses. He's not. He's in front of you. Give him your glasses, then I'll throw it. Bismillah. I had to wake up the two guys in the wall. Alhamdulillah. Here. He can keep it. You can get that one. There we go. Alhamdulillah. Oh, mashallah. All right. One more person from this side. This side. Okay, what? So you don't remember it. You remember it, but you don't remember it. Oh, okay. You remember you're supposed to say the dua. All right. Okay. Hold on. One more from this side and khalas. Look, the adults are outdoing the sisters. Brothers, I don't know what happened. I think your wives are upset with you. They're letting you win for once. This is not fair. No, they're not. Look, now the competition starts. Just need to trigger. Just. Sorry? Make wudu before you go to sleep. Very good. Alhamdulillah. All right. Okay, let's move on, inshallah. We're going to start with... Oh, now all of a sudden the sisters want chocolate? Too bad. So today we start with the etiquettes of going to the masjid. Okay, etiquettes of visiting the masjid. How many of you have been to the masjid before? You're in the masjid right now. Very good. Alhamdulillah. How many of you made wudu before you came to the masjid? Who forgot to make wudu before coming to the masjid? All right, good. Alhamdulillah, the washrooms are open so you can make wudu, right? So from the things that we learn when coming to the masjid, first we look at the benefit. What is the benefit of coming to the masjid? Hey guys, what's the benefit of coming to the masjid? Oh. And then at the end, you guys are going to come and go, can we have this chocolate? Can we have that chocolate? No, right? I didn't teach you yet, so how do you know what the answer is? Exactly. It's a question that I have to answer. So from the benefits of going to the masjid, all right, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Who can tell me what this means? Ya Bani Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. You know what it means? Oh, mashallah, dressed. Oh, sorry, buddy. You see? You know what? It's just... Come on, guys. All right, who else? I don't know, man. Masjid, not musalla. Yeah, go on. I said, what does it mean? I didn't say translate it. What does it mean? Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. What does it mean? Inda kulli masjid. Good attempt, alhamdulillah. He's like missing living in Saudiya, so he's trying his Arabic. Very good. Any sisters want to try and explain? Yes. Very good. The sister says, doesn't it mean wear your best clothes to the masjid? Alhamdulillah. What else? What do you understand from this? Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Yes. Yes. Wear clean socks. Allahu Akbar. I need to do sajdat shukr. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Especially when you're praying shoulder to shoulder without 6 feet in front of you. When you go make sajda, you guys forgot, right? It's been 2 years. Now when you make sajda, you're like, whoa, the brother's feet are right in front of my head. This is why the brothers rush to get in the front row. Because if you're in the front row, you don't smell anyone's feet. If you're in the second row or right to the back, may Allah help you, right? All right, that's good. Very good. I actually know a masjid that doesn't let people come in if they're not wearing socks. Yeah, and there are disposable socks. There's like a basket or a bin on the wall at the door right before entering the masjid that has disposable socks, and you put them on and go into the masjid because they want everyone's feet to be clean and for their feet not to smell and dirty the carpet. SubhanAllah. Look at how as a Muslim we're supposed to be clean. All right, what else? What else do you know from this ayah? Yes. Men are supposed to wear? Perfume! Allahu Akbar! It's itr. This is itr. It's oud. it's a mukhamalat. There's actually pieces of oud in it. So I'm going to give this away to someone today, inshallah. But the person has to deserve it. Person has to deserve it. Okay, come. Come. He said he smells bad, so we need to make him smell good, inshallah. Very good. Where's that sister? Yes. There you go. Alhamdulillah. What else? What else can we learn? Ya bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid. Very good. Wear the best clothing. Right? Wear the best clothing. Come to the masjid looking good. What else? I want some of the adults to think about this. Ya bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid. You guys are telling me, Ya bani Adam, bring your zina with you to the masjid. I gave it away. I just gave it away. What do you know from this ayah? Yes. Yeah. Very good. Alhamdulillah. I'm not going to say that out loud yet. Yes. Take your clothing to the masjid? Okay. Your wardrobe? So beautify yourself, clean yourself, your mouth and everything before going to the masjid. Is that what you're saying? Very good. Alhamdulillah. But I want more. I know Brother Qutayba, his fusha is good, so he knows. Yeah. Bring your best self to the masjid. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what Brother Qutayba has to say. Yeah. Good. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayat ad-dunya. Your wealth and your children are from the things that Allah beautified this world with. So he's saying, take it with you to the masjid. Bring your wallet for donations. And bring your children. No, I'm just joking. Relax. All right, what else? What do you know from this ayah? Yes. Very good. Alhamdulillah. What else? What about you? She's like, why aren't you picking me? Yes. Wear clean clothes. Are your clothes clean? Yeah, you checked it. There's no dirt, no soil. Alhamdulillah. It's brand new. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Very good. Use miswak. All right. Here, I'll tell you some things that we can learn from this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us as believers not only to come to the masjid prepared and ready in nice clothing, with a clean mouth, looking good, presentable, with perfume, combed hair, combed beard, nice hijab, nice thobe, you know, come to the masjid prepared, ready, you're pure, but also take what Allah is giving to you from the masjid. What is Allah giving us from the masjid? When we come to pray, Allah beautifies us by purifying our sins. We become clean because from one prayer to another prayer, our sins are forgiven. So when we go to the masjid, we are actually shining and glowing. Today's khutbah was about Nur, An-Nur, the name of Allah, right? So we come to the masjid in order to receive guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we glow and we become better people. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, put your hands down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever performs wudu and performs a perfect wudu, like makes proper wudu, you know, washing your mouth properly, of course your hands first, and then cleaning out your nose and washing your face. Not just, you know, sometimes you see people making wudu and they just go like this. They roll their sleeves up this high. How do you make wudu when you can't get the water to your elbow? Don't you have to get the water to your elbow? Uh-huh. Have any of the sisters ever experienced, and I know this is a very big issue at our time now, they wear sometimes an abaya, and the way that they're made is it's so tight, you can't get your sleeve up above your elbow. How are you going to make wudu? So the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever leaves their home after having performed a proper wudu, right? And then walks to the masjid, as in goes for salah. They make their way to the prayer. And they pray, or they make their way to a compulsory prayer, right? Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, or Isha. فَصَلَّاهَا مَعَ النَّاسِ, and praise it with people, or praise it in jama'ah, or praise it in the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ says, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ ذُنُوبَ, Allah forgave that person of their sins. So what do we have to do? Before leaving home, we perform proper wudu. Proper wudu, not like what about the other foot? What about the other arm? What about this ear and that ear? What about our musk on our head? Proper wudu. And then leaves and goes to the masjid for one of the compulsory prayers. No, yes, you can. You can use the other wudu, tayammum, if you don't have water. But then you go to the masjid, you pray with the people, or you pray in jama'ah, or you're just simply praying in the masjid because you might come for the compulsory prayer and find that the prayer is over. But your intention was to come for the compulsory prayer. So when you come and you find that the prayer is done, or the prayer is ongoing, or some people are praying so you join them, you get the reward of that prayer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives us of our sins. The donation boxes are out there. Alhamdulillah. Alright, so now from the first etiquette, sit down, hands down, good, alhamdulillah. From the first etiquette that we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, is that it is forbidden to come to the masjid when your mouth stinks of onions and garlic. So it's forbidden in Islam. It's not permissible to come to the masjid when your mouth smells like garlic or onions. Did you know that? Who ate food with onions right before they came to the masjid? Be honest. It's okay, you don't have to tell me. But the Prophet ﷺ tells us, whoever eats garlic, it's like a party back there. All the children that are not paying attention, you may be exempt from getting candies. I'm just joking. The Prophet ﷺ says, man akala thum, whoever eats garlic or basal, onion, should avoid coming to our masajid. Why? Why should you avoid coming to the masjid? Why should you avoid coming to the masjid? Only one person will get this answer right. I'm not going to give a chocolate to anyone unless they get it right. Why? Allahu Akbar. You got it. Why should you not come to the masjid? Why? Yes. Because your mouth smells bad? Yeah, but that's not the ultimate reason why. Who knows? Because the house of Allah? No, yeah. Huh? I can't hear you. Huh? Did you even say anything? I can't hear you. Can you hear her? Anyone hear her? Let me know when I can hear you, okay? Yeah. You're right. People will get offended. But there's an even more important reason why. And this brother said it, but I know some people didn't hear it. Yes. Very good, alhamdulillah. Because the angels don't like it. The angels get offended when our breath smells bad, especially from garlic and onion. And so the Prophet ﷺ actually forbade us from coming to the masjid when our mouth smells bad. Now here's a question. What if I intentionally eat garlic and onion? Like I go and I get a shawarma and I tell the guys at the restaurant, put extra garlic sauce. Why? Because your intention is, I know that my parents want me to go to my Quran class in the masjid, and if I eat garlic, then I have an excuse to not go. Are you allowed to do that? No, you're not allowed to do that, right? You have to be genuine. So if you ate garlic or onions, right, or even leek, and then you want to go to the masjid, or you hear the adhan, or you're with some brothers or some sisters, and they say, we're going to the masjid, right? We're going to the masjid. Should you come with them? Should you come with them? Salama, should you come with them? He says no. So you shouldn't come to the masjid? What? Don't be here, like I have no answer. I can't hear you. What are you saying? You don't know. The Prophet said, if you eat garlic and onion, then do not come close to our masajid. Should you go to the masjid? I can't hear Brother Usama. Take it easy. Sometimes there are exceptions. Allahu Akbar. Okay, I'm going to add to that. So now Brother Usama says, based on the hadith, we should not go to the masjid. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What if your parents say, I know you had the garlic shawarma, and I know you put extra garlic in there, and you ate it, and now every time like you're running around your house, you're like, it almost stinks, man. Like everyone's like, oh, you smell bad, right? And now your parents are like, come on, we gotta go to the masjid this Friday night. And so they tell you to go upstairs and brush your teeth. Is that the exception? What do the sisters think? Yes? So you can brush your teeth and come to the masjid? The kids are right. The kids are right. Brushing your teeth does not allow you to still come to the masjid. Using toothpaste or even a miswak does not remove the smell of garlic and onion. Why? Because it goes into our stomach. And when you're standing during Taraweeh next to that uncle who's next to you, right? And you're standing there and you're focusing so much and Sheikh Hudayfa is reciting the Quran and you're like, oh, this amazing recitation. And all of a sudden, and then 2 seconds later, and then after the salah, you're like, brother, why did you come to the masjid? You ate garlic. I could smell it. And he says, but I brushed my teeth. Does that make anything better? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So Islamically, if someone eats garlic and onion, now, Brother Usama's right. There may be some exception, because some garlic sauce, like Paramount garlic sauce, is like real food. Like real garlic, you know, paste rubbed in there, mashallah, tabarakallah. You eat that, you're like, this is real stuff. But then some places you go to and their garlic sauce is like mayonnaise with like a drop of garlic essence or something. Right? It doesn't even taste like garlic. And so if it's like real garlic or strong onions, like you go to someone's place and they give you nihari and you're like putting like loads of, mashallah, tabarakallah, loads of fried onions on top, then you probably should stay away from the masjid. Now, your question for some of the older uncles, not older as in like old, but you know, adults. No, not retiring age. 20 and up, 20 years old and up, okay? Just ask me the question afterwards, inshallah, okay? So here's a question. I asked you about toothpaste, but you really want to come to the masjid anyways. You really, really want to come to the masjid. Should you still come to the masjid?
No!
The answer is no. It's better for you and more rewarding for you to stay home and pray or to pray somewhere else than it is for you to come and pray in the masjid next to other people. Because you are not only disturbing the angels, but you're disturbing the people around you. And so Islamically, that's not permissible. Now, here's an added issue. There are sometimes people who smoke cigarettes, right? And then when they come into the masjid, you're like, oh, what's that smell? Right? Or sometimes people, they just finish playing in the gym. And as soon as the adhan is called, they come from the gym into the masjid and they smell bad. They smell of sweat, right? Like, whoo, right? And you don't want to stand next to them. They also should learn from this hadith that anytime you are in a condition that disturbs people next to you, you should stay away from them or stay away from the masjid. Not for extended periods of time, just for the time that it takes for you to get over that scent or that smell, okay? So that's with regards to that, inshallah ta'ala. Now, I wanna take something else, but it's already 8:30, but we'll learn something else, inshallah, okay? One more thing, inshallah ta'ala. So when you come to the masjid, how many of you came to the masjid? Pay attention, pay attention. Shh. Pay attention. Shh. Here's a question I need all of you to answer without speaking. Just raise your hand. If, Rick, if you came to the masjid before the Isha prayer started, raise your hand. Were you here before the Isha prayer started? Okay. Good, alhamdulillah. So here's something important for all of you who came early, but all of you who came late. The Prophet ﷺ says, now we're learning about the importance of coming to the masjid early. The Prophet ﷺ said, if people knew the blessings of calling the adhan and standing in the front row, the blessings of hearing the adhan while at the masjid, and standing in the front row, they would even draw lots. You know when we do a raffle? You know when we do a raffle? They would even draw lots or do a raffle to secure the privileges that they get from that. As in, the reward is so big that they would even say, please, please let me stand in the front and pick my name out of, you know, like a hat and allow me to sit in the front. He continues and says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and were they to realize the reward of performing salah early? How many of us are late at praying dhuhr these days? Many of us, right? Because of school, because of work. So the Prophet ﷺ says, if they were to realize the reward of performing salah early, they would race for it. How many of you have raced to the prayer? It's against the sunnah to do that. Don't do it. But the Prophet ﷺ is showing us how much we would rush to the masjid. And then he says, and this is the last thing that we'll take, inshallah. He says, and if they knew the rewards of Isha and Fajr prayers, they would come to attend those prayers even if they had to crawl to the masjid. How many of us have crawled to the masjid? None of us, right? He says the reward for being in the front row, for listening to the adhan, for praying salah on time, for being there for Isha and Fajr is so important that we would rush to the masjid. We would crawl to the masjid. We would draw lots from a hat to be there. Not from a hat, but we would draw lots. We would do a raffle to be there. And so my brothers and my sisters, it is so important for us to appreciate the masjid. And we're going to continue to learn about that, inshallah ta'ala, okay? But we need to do two things first. First of all, yes, I know. So who did not get a raffle ticket for this week's raffle? No, one per family. So whose family did not get a raffle ticket? Any family? If your family didn't get it, send one person to my office right now. Just send one person to my office right now. You have all the things in there? So I need them. I'm going to do the raffle now. No, but I need, so she's going to give a ticket. All the coupons are in here? Okay. So anyone who did not get one, just go to my office right now and come back. You have 2 minutes. Okay? Go to my office, get a coupon. And go. No, not all of you. just one person from your family, okay? Question? You got a ticket but you lost it? So go to the office and get another one. Go to the office. Okay. The second thing we're gonna do is, while we wait for them to get their tickets, I want to give this away. I want to give this away. But it has to be someone who's deserving of it. And anyone who's jumping around, that's not from the etiquettes of being in the masjid. So I have to look around and see who's deserving of it. Now, of course, this is a perfume that's worn on men. So I don't think any of the sisters want it. Unless they want it for their husband or brothers or father. Yeah? Okay. So here we go. This is what we're going to do. I want everyone to stand up.
Okay, calm down.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I want everyone to stand up. Good. Now, stay where you are. No one walk. No one move. Especially around my camera. You can't just move away from the camera, move away from that stuff, okay? All right. So now, whoever was born in January, March, May, July, September, November, sit down. Okay, whoever's still standing, just wait, stay standing. So did we start with January or February? So January is standing or sitting? January is sitting? You sure?
Let's sit down.
Okay.
Do we have to put the raffle tickets in here?
No.
So, whoever was born.
Wait, do you have to put this raffle ticket in here?
On the 13th. Anyone born on the 13th? Sit down.
And the 13th, what?
Anyone?
13th. Anyone who's standing, if your birthday was also on the 13th, then you sit down. No, if you have it, just shh. I said no talking. How do you, if you put that in, how are you going to wait?
Right?
Oh my God. A blue one. Here, a blue one. I found a blue one. Bismillah. There we go. Well, you're one pinky child. She knows what she wants. Here, I don't know what to give you. Here. Which one do you want?
I put them back, but I'm looking.
Alright, so 13, sit down. 15, sit down. 27, sit down. 12, sit down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, sit down. Sit down. If you're on any of those things, okay.
I'm
trying to remember the numbers. 18, 19, 20, and 21. Sit down. Nine, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Sit down. I know I said 12 and 13.
Anyone born 20 to 31, sit down. Okay. Anyone born on? Did I say seven?
Did I say seven?
No.
You didn't say eight.
Anyone who is not born on the seventh, sit down.
Everybody's not born on the seventh?
I am. Born on the seventh. So how many people are born on the seventh? Why are you guys standing? If you're not born on the seventh, sit down. Who here is born on the 7th? Raise your hand if you're born on the 7th. Are you born on the 7th?
Yeah.
So why are you sitting down?
Oh, get the 6th!
You're supposed to stand up. Anyone who's born on the 7th, stand up. Anyone else, sit down. Are you born on the 7th? Yeah. Are you born on the 7th? Yeah. Born on the 7th? Good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So how many people do we have? Three? One, two, and three? Is that it? Okay. So now what we're going to do is, there's three numbers that you can choose from. One, actually no, that's not fair because another person might choose that number. So I will choose a number between 1 and 10, and I will tell it to...
Me!
No, I'll tell it to Marwa. You guys... I'll tell it to Marwa, so she's my witness before Allah. And if whoever guesses it, gets this. Okay? So
okay.
A number between 1 and 10. Okay? Okay. What do you choose?
Four.
Seven.
Choose a number between 1 and 10. Choose another one because you didn't get it. No one else did.
Five?
He didn't pick me.
He said five.
He didn't pick me. Five.
Set another number.
Eight. He didn't pick me.
Seven? No. She said eight. What? What? What number? Yeah, another number. Eight. He's right in front of me. I can't even hear him. Eight? No, not eight. What do you choose? Huh? Four?
Ten?
Nine, ten? One? No. Six.
Three.
You got it. Three. It was number three. All right. It was number one. But you get something as well. So. All right. So now we're going to do the raffle. We're going to do the raffle, but before we do the raffle.
Which number was it?
Three.
Guys, where's your dad? Where's your dad? Where's your dad? Tell your dad to come see me. Alright, so now we're going to do the raffle, but I need everyone to sit down, because I'm not going to give $50 away to people that are running around and jumping.
Can I have one?
No, you can't have one. Alright. So... I need all of you to sit down. There's $50 in here, but $50 isn't given away easily. You have to earn it. So I want you to earn it, first of all, by showing me how silent you can be. Now, while you're being quiet, say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi,
Subhanallah al-Azim. Are you proud of being a Muslim?
Yes!
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Just that is enough for all your parents. To know that you're happy and proud to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. That's enough. Good. All right. And strong, yes. Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be doing the draw right now. I want you all to take out your coupons and look at your numbers, and the final number is going to be 12. The final number is
435-1411.
Is that anybody here? Did you win last week? 435-1411. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. What's your name? Huh? Yumna. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. That's for you and your family. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Just take it back to the youngest, okay? All right, so that brings us to the end of our class. But I'm going to ask all of the girls to line up over there in the back of the masjid. And all of the girls, I mean the boys, to line up in the front of the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, inshallah.
I have a question. What if you didn't eat garlic?
One each, eh?
All five lips.
So just start in the front of the line over there. One each.
Sir, what?
And I need, no, you guys got to go stand in line over there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if you did?
And for all the adults, there are refreshments in the gym area. Please feel free to proceed to the gym.
Don't forget that
we should not be bringing any food into the masjid area. For all those that are planning on eating, make sure that you say Bismillah before you eat your food. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Wait, sir, what if you didn't eat onions or garlic but your breath still smells? Can you still go to the masjid? No.
If you didn't eat garlic and onions? Yeah, so if anything that is going to be disturbing to you, right? Like if it's really strong smelling, then you should try to avoid it.
Okay.
Just a second, I need to put my mask on.
Sir, can I get I want to tell you something. I have 435-1473.
Okay, but that's not the number. Just line up over here. Turn around. You'll be in line so that you can get a candy. Candies are over there. You got to line up over there. Yes, there are. Yeah. They're being given out over there. I don't know what she wants. We tried to give her something. I don't know what she wants.
This one is blue.
How are you? I'm not good. We've known each other, four or five years. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Yes.
Whoa, guys. No. Don't walk through here, please.